minutes to do it in.
Now then, a Dutch team hoping to salvage an RAF bomber which was shot down over the Netherlands in 1941 is hoping to find the Welsh family of one of the crew. He was an airman called James Darcy. Air Dice Blondie is secretary of the Dutch Air War Research and Excavation Foundation and is on the line now. Ed, so why exactly do you need to contact this family of James Darcy?
We would like to inform them about the possible recovery which is going to be taking place in the end of this year or maybe the beginning of next year. So all the families will be together at the excavation.
And where is the plane now?
The plane was crashed 50 kilometers north of Amsterdam in a small village called Berghout near Hoorn.
And what do you know then about James Darcy, Ed?
James Marcus Darcy was, when he died on Saturday, 8 November 1941, at the age of 26. He was the son of M.H. and Maud Darcy of Halkin, Flintshire. That's what we know. And he's resting now at the Bergen General Cemetery in Holland, in a Commonwealth war grave.
And tell me more, if you know the details, Ed, about what happened to this RAF bomber. It was 1941, it was shot down over the Netherlands. So what actually happened?
Yeah, it was a twin-engined Hampton bomber, and they were doing a shooting over air lights from the Bocholt area in Germany. And when they returned, they were shot down by a German night fighter, and that's when it crashed.
And have you contacted the families of other airmen?
Yes, we found the 86-year-old Irish sister of the tail gunner from John Cahoe. It was her mother's dying wish to bring John Cahoe back to Ireland, and he was still missing. And we found the crash location, and we also found the nephew of the other missing in action air member Mullinger. Those we found. And now we're searching for the pilot and the pilot navigator. And the pilot was DFM Christopher Arthur Sanders, and he was from Morden, Surrey.
Okay, Edward, so how should people contact you if they do know this family of James Darcy, one of those who died?
Please contact Radio BBC Wales, and then we will get forwarded and get in contact with the people.
Okay, that's good. We can certainly pass that on, no problem at all.
Thank you.
And people can email as well, goodeveningwales@bbc.co.uk. Good luck with that. Ed Ice Blondie there, secretary of the Dutch Air War Research and Excavation Foundation, as we heard, trying to track the family of James Darcy, who was an airman who lost his life in 1941 in that bomber that crashed in the Netherlands.
Now we'll go to Florida, where three people have been killed in apparent alligator attacks.